Welcome to this Lenten podcast focusing on the story of Jesus as told to us by Mark. May we see ourselves in Jesus' story, and may we find inspiration from the Word of God.
Welcome. I'd like to introduce myself as Bob Nelson. I've been a member of First Lutheran Church since 1965 when I finished Augsburg College. And today I'll be reading Mark 12, 13 through 27. And they were seeking to arrest him, but feared the people, for they perceived that he had told the parable against them. So they left and went away, and they sent him some of the Pharisees and some of the Herodians to trap him in his talk. And they came and said to him, "Teacher, we know that you are true and do not care about anyone's opinion, for you are not swayed by appearances, but truly teach the way of God. Is it lawful to pay taxes to Caesar or not? Should we pay them or should we not?" But knowing their hypocrisy, he said to them, "Why put me to the test? Bring me a denarius and let me look at it." And they brought one, and he said to them, "Whose likeness and inscription is this?" They said, "Caesar's." Jesus said to them, "Render to Caesar the things that are Caesar's, and to God the things that are God's." And they marveled at him. And the Sadducees came to him, who say that there is no resurrection. And they asked him a question, saying, "Teacher, Moses wrote for us that if a man's brother dies and leaves a wife, but leaves no child, the man must take the widow and raise up offspring for his brother. There were seven brothers. The first took a wife, and then he died with left no offspring. And the second took her and died, leaving no offspring. And the third likewise. And the seven left no offspring. Last of all, the woman died. In the resurrection, when they rise again, whose wife will she be? For the seven had her as a wife." Jesus said to them, "Is this not the reason you are wrong, because you know neither the scripture nor the power of God? For when they rise from the dead, they will neither marry nor are given in marriage, but are like angels in heaven. As for the dead being raised, have you not read in the book of Moses, in the passage about the bush, how God spoke to them, saying, 'I am the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob.' He is not the God of the dead, but of the living. You are quite wrong." Okay, there's two different concepts here. We are to, with our money, we are to give God what is his. And the Bible tells us that tithing is a way that we are to share our riches with others. Give 10% to the Lord and everything else will fall in place. I truly believe that's true. Also, they questioned him concerning what happens to people when they're after they're dead and they're raised. And this tells us that we're not to worry about things like relationships when we're raised from the dead. We will all be saints and going to heaven if we have our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, allow us to accept you as our Lord and Savior. with you all things are possible. And we pray that everyone listening will get to know you and love you and come to knowledge of how to get to heaven. We pray this in Jesus' name.